And welcome to TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. I'm your host today, Melanie Gobert.
Hello, everyone. This is Melanie Gobert, your host for today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Educators, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Our guest today is Dr. Arum Pirwatasari, the Academic Relations Lead at ETS Global, based in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. Welcome, Dr. Arum.
Hi, Melanie and all fellow teachers listening to TTELT.
Okay. Dr. Arum's topic is reading and listening into speaking activities for English for academic purposes. Okay. Over to you, Dr. Arum. What can you tell us about this topic?
So I think it's good to start and realize that teaching English as a second language is really rewarding and challenging careers that actually requires a lot of skills and knowledge. However, when we are talking about teaching English for academic purposes, we as teachers also need to consider some specific needs and expectations from our students related to their academic disciplines. So it is also important to highlight that EAP learners are usually students who need to improve their academic English skills to succeed in their studies. And with that note, we need to remember that our students at EAP classes may have different levels of proficiency, backgrounds, learning styles, and motivations.
Okay, so what would be the language needs of the learners, especially the EAP teaching and learning of speaking?
So I want to talk first in general points of view. When talking about language needs of EAP learners, there are at least two things we need to consider. The first one is how we teachers develop their language skills beyond general English. So EAP learners usually need to develop not only the general language skills such as grammar, vocabulary, pronunciations, but also the specific skills and genre like academic writing, reading, listening, and speaking, sometimes including research. So we need to design these two points into our syllabus and materials and also activities to reflect the authentic tasks and texts that our learners will encounter in their academic context. In relation to speaking skills, I believe we do agree that speaking skills are the areas that most of our students are struggling with, simply because this is one of the productive skills that students thought more difficult. And some of them are slower to develop than receptive skills. And also for us, speaking skills require hard work from the teachers, right? The second point that we need to consider in developing EAP speaking context is how to integrate language and content. In my experience, EAP learners have enough skills in general language, skills of grammar, pronunciation, reading, and writing. That relates to my first point before. However, at EAP learners, they need to not only understand the form and function of the language, but also they have to understand and use the content and meaning of the academic discipline. So we need to provide opportunities for our students to practice and apply their language skills in meaningful and relevant academic contexts. And for speaking, since AIP aims to prepare students for language and learning demands in study and academic environments, there are specific academic speaking purposes or needs that our students should acquire. They have to be able to speak English academically and successfully in and outside the classroom. I'll give you an example. In classroom, students need to respond to questions, participate in academic discussions with other students, synthesize and summarize what they have read in their textbook and heard in classroom, and also express their views and on topics under some discussions. Outside the classroom, they also need to participate in casual conversations, express their opinions, communicate with people in specific places such as bookstores, libraries, and housing offices. So those are at least some needs that they need to acquire. We need to integrate language and content, academic content, in our teaching.
So what are some things that teachers can do to enhance students' academic speaking skills?
The most important thing we need to remember is that practicing language skills in isolation are not possible. So that's the first rule. It is always interlinked with one skill to another. If we take, for example, a simple telephone conversation, we listen to what other person is saying and then we reply. We may also need to make a note of something they've said, read it back and make sure it makes sense, and then explain it to someone else. Even though the skills are taught in separately in different subjects, English language proficiency for EAP, they're naturally integrated in classroom learning. So since one of the demands of EAP students that we discussed previously is to integrate language skills and content, so ideally we can enhance students' academic speaking skills by adopting what's so-called an integrated skills model. So integrated approach can be used as a tool to give enough practice and make students confident in building speaking skills. If, for example, students have to read a blog post before writing their own, they'll become familiar with the structure and the content, which will then help them to speak about it. So in general, integrated speaking skill can be done by pairing thematic academic materials with related video lectures or textbook, to which students then will respond in debates, discussions, presentation, in groups or individuals.
So what are some classroom strategies for integrated speaking tasks?
Integrated speaking tasks can be combined with reading, listening, and of course, speaking skills, right? Students may also need to listen and respond orally, or to listen, read, and then respond orally. So one of the strategies that we can share to our student is the note-taking skills. Whether it's taking notes from lectures or from reading, note-taking has been shown to improve student learning. So many note-taking skills that we know already. Probably some of you who are listening to this can also introduce to your students, be it the keyword method, for example, the charting method, the outlining method, the Cornell method, and so many more. We can introduce one of them or some of the different methods of note-taking and ask our students to practice those skills. So regularly practicing the note-taking skill is really important in grasping important some points, and then we can also include it in our classroom. One possible exercise that I can give you right now is, for example, to ask students to listen to radio or TV news, and then ask them to make some bullet points, a list of essential information of what they heard from that radio or TV news, and then it will be a backbone of a good summary to reference when they speak. And then students can practice retelling the news items in the shortest way possible using their own notes. Or we can also pair them with their peers to comment on the summary or ask specific questions from the presentation they made.
Okay, so you mentioned the diverse skills, actually. You mentioned participating in informal discussions after class about topics they're learning about, as well as formal presentations on a topic that they're learning about. So how would you reconcile those two very different genres? Could you do it in the same class?
Yeah. Of course. So the idea of integrating skills, integrated approach is actually to use more than one skills in your classroom. For example, if you are teaching speaking right now as the topic of today's speaking, we as teachers can combine it with listening or reading. And since this is EAP class, it would be good to take some of the your resources for listening from very academic conversations or lectures, or the reading will be taken from textbooks or academic writings or articles. So combining listening or reading, and then ask the student to respond it in speaking, that's actually the idea of integrated approach here.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Arum. I'd like to thank you for joining us on today's episode of TTELT, Teaching Tips for English Language Teachers, a program of educators worldwide. Thank you, Dr. Arum.
Thank you, Melanie. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us today. Share with us how you are using these tips. Leave us a comment or voice message on social media or at ttelt.org. Thanks for joining this episode of TTELT, brought to you by Educators Worldwide. Follow, like, and subscribe to TTELT on your social media. And try a new teaching tip today.